The Memphis Brooks Museum of Art celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. WKNO's Culture Desk looks at some of its essential works spanning 10 decades. This week, curator Marina Passini explains why the title of one painting might seem a little confusing.
In the early 1900s, Arthur Dove produced some of the first fully abstract works by an American artist. Instead of capturing exterior appearances, Dove liberated line from illustration to evoke the energy within all living things. We acquired one of his paintings in 1976. Car and Garage is painted in a muted palette of earth tones with small areas of bright colors. Here's what the commercial appeals art critic Guy Northrup wrote at the time. Car and Garage is a title that immediately sets the forces of imagery to work in your mind. Even when we take into account the year of the painting, which was 1934, and adjust for the style of the automobile in that period, it may be a long time before any of us sees a car in Dove's garage. Now, Car and Garage, viewed as something that exists in and of itself, is not a car or a garage. It is a painting, an abstract painting. It has forms which our conditioned reflexes might cause us to see as trees, clouds, the ground. But there's a fried egg form in there too, and something like a window on a furnace. So best you not get carried away with symbols. Northrup was right. Dove's painting is a puzzle that often baffles as well as beguiles. The window on the furnace he described is the bright red grill that represents the energy of the car's engine. I'm Marina Passini, chief curator at the Memphis Brooks Museum of Art.
Visit WKNOFM.org to see today's featured work of art.